Paleontologists have unearthed the arm bone of an ancient animal that may have been among the first to walk on land. The bone is just 3 inches long. It belonged to a stream-dwelling animal, probably 2 or 3 feet long. NPR's Richard Harris reports that it's an important clue about how fish evolved into animals with legs.
If you want to get a glimpse of the world 365 million years ago, you could dig for fossils in Greenland or the far reaches of Scotland. Or, if you're Neil Shubin, you could pick at rocks along the shoulder of Route 120 in central Pennsylvania.
You know, you think of paleontologists working in exotic environments like the deserts or the Arctic. And, you know, the reason why paleontologists go to those places is because rocks are exposed to the surface. That's not the case in Pennsylvania. We work on exposures that were created by the Pennsylvania Department of Transportation.
The Red Hill Road cut there has produced pay dirt for this University of Chicago paleontologist. The cut goes through an ancient stream bed. Over the past decade, he and his colleagues have dug there and discovered fossils of the creatures that bridge the gap between fish and early land animals, known as tetrapods.
What we're discovering is that evolution at this stage is not a simple ladder of progress, you know, from fish to land. What we're finding as we sample in rocks of this age is a great diversity, a great menagerie of the earliest known limbed creatures. They're all kinds of different types.
Shubin and his colleagues are now reporting an important new find from this menagerie in the pages of the journal Science. It's the arm bone, a humerus, from a fishy armored creature that lived in the creek.
So when we reconstruct the animal from this humerus, we begin to see a creature that was really built to do push-ups and to do so with very powerful muscles.
That's right, push-ups, as in drop and give me 10. The big question is, why would this fish-like creature need such powerful forelimbs? Shubin has more ideas than answers.
In this particular type of environment, an animal like this one would have used its limbs to push its head up out of water to gulp air, to support or prop its body in the face of the current, or even walk in the bottom of the water column or maybe on land itself.
Why a creek-dwelling animal might want to walk on land is a question in itself. Plants and insect-like animals on land provided less abundant food than the creek itself. But then again, the creek was not an altogether hospitable place.
In these streams in Pennsylvania, and likewise in other parts of the world, you're finding, you know, carnivorous fish that might be up to 15 feet long with teeth the size of railroad spikes. Almost everything's a carnivore. It's a real sort of fish-eat-fish world in these ancient streams.
Shubin says it turns out that the first large land animals emerged from streams like these, not directly from the ocean, as the old cartoons and textbooks would have it. Just how that happened is still a big mystery. Jenny Clack from the University Museum of Zoology in Cambridge, England, says the newly found bone is an important clue, but not an answer in itself.
It doesn't look as though it was really anything much to do with a walking leg.
Clack suspects that these animals had to prop themselves up and get their mouths above the surface in order to get enough air into their lungs. They had both lungs and gills.
The other thing that they were doing is they were being ambush predators, so they would be lurking in weedy, swampy environments and wanting to stay absolutely motionless and not disturb the surrounding water and then just lunge quickly at passing prey.
So at first, the long limbs were probably just an adaptation to help animals live in streams, not escape them. In fact, Clack and Shubin agree that the transition from living in the streams to living on land probably took place over a leisurely 10 or 20 million years. So it seems that our ancestors were in no big hurry to venture out onto solid ground. Richard Harris, NPR News, Washington.